today on helping the physical body, the blueprints, the rewriting, the energetics of, and it may be prompted by, you know, people might be feeling they're having a physical breakdown. So that's the kind of thing I'm, you know, working for. So if you are having a physical breakdown or feeling that your body is weakening, or if you're not, then it might start happening after this meditation. And it's not my fault. It's I'm predicting it will happen. I'm not causing it. So the first thing I thought, there's some complicated techniques, but we'll work with it, is dealing with what are called Ahrimanic beings. Ahriman, for those who don't know, is a Persian term for the prince of darkness, demons, Satan, devil, all that sort of stuff. So dark forces. And we're not trying to be dualistic or fear dealing with any kind of black magic sort of stuff. What we're doing is dealing with a realm that's below us in the earth. So your physical body is, of course, belongs to you, your soul. You are meant to incarnate into your body, and when you die, you're meant to take your physical body away from the earth plane and rewrite it and be fully in ownership of it. So, of course, the physical body is something that can be dispossessed. So you could let go of control of your physical body for various reasons. Big ones are medical treatment does this, surgery, anesthetics, vaccinations, the latest, you know, things like gene therapy, stem cell therapy, microchips, information technology, virtual realities, computers. The list goes on. You know, there's a number of things that push you out of your body. Recreational drugs. And, of course, whether or not you have been had any of these, most people have had some insult in those categories of any, you know, type. So the challenge is to claim back your physical body. So what we're going to do is imagine, I mean, has anyone read things like Greek mythology? Do you know the story of Persephone in Greek mythology? She was, look up the story of Persephone, and she was the daughter, goddess of the daughter Demeter, who are the goddesses of agriculture, and she was abducted, kidnapped by Pluto, who is like an ancient Ahriman, the lord of the underworld Hades, in order to be his bride in the underworld. And then she was eventually rescued, brought back to her mum and so on. It's a cycle. So every time Persephone is in the underworld, it's the winter. And every time she's back up, it's spring and summer. So that's the cycle of the seasons, based because they are the goddesses of fertility. Now, this is all meant to be for various of the reasons we're going to now. But one way that Pluto, stroke Ahriman, trapped Persephone in the underworld is he made her or persuaded her to eat pomegranate seeds of a certain fruit. And she denied that she'd eaten them, but he used a witness, his charioteer, as a false witness and said, no, she ate them. Because the law is if you eat any fruit from the underworld, you are bound by its laws. The point is, Ahriman and Pluto, that one way they work is through deception, lies. And they convince you, as it were, or convince you to let go of your body. The bitter, because everything in Greek mythology is replayed now inside you, in mythology generally. So there's a bit of you right now, which is Persephone, and the rest of you, which is Demeter, the mother. The Demeter part of you is the higher self, and the Persephone part of you is the lower self. And your lower self is constantly being kidnapped and persuaded to be trapped in the underworld. So what we're going to do, and it gets therefore a distorted view of its own physical body. So in this meditation, we're going to imagine there are bits of you down there, even though the rest of you, you think you're all here, but you're not. And these bits of you down there are trapped by misrepresentation, lies, deception, connected and bound to demon forces, and trapped to other people in karmic roles, in past life karma, ancestral karma, all kinds of stuff. So now it's time to reclaim missing bits of your own body energy. Does that make sense? And it's a nice time to do it. It's the beginning of spring when Persephone comes back up. So this might change the weather as well, this meditation. Let's see. So let's start with this and I'll talk you through it. And for those who haven't meditated, don't worry, just use images, visions or thoughts and just see what you feel. So firstly, imagine that you're in a bubble of light. And just let go of the day you've had so far. Placing your attention inside your bubble. And visualize now a column of light. And just imagine or invoke that your higher self is looking down from above through this column. And imagine it as a beaming, shining being of white light. Feel that you are very loved by your higher self. You are part of your higher self. For this meditation, you're going to particularly address those parts of you here and now that have forgotten your true nature, forgotten where you belong and who you are. Become caught in an illusion of the world around you. And imagine now that you are the higher self for all your lower selves. And therefore, imagining a column of light descending downwards into the earth, that there are lower selves, your own lower selves, inside the earth. Through this communication that you've set up, invite your lower selves below you to wake up, to come out of forgetfulness, out of deception or trapped states, and rise back up to join you here on the surface. As if you're bringing yourself together. as these parts below you rise, imagine or sense that the higher self above you also descends. What kind of consciousness does that give you? Putting your focus back in your heart. Come out in your own time. Press that. Yeah, so next one is we're going to work with evolution, as it were, the past. Your physical body obviously has developed over time. And if you look at Darwinian evolution, even, you know, all the stages that the body has evolved through, we wouldn't say that you were an amoeba, then a tadpole, you know, fish, tadpole, amphibian, reptile, mammal, and go all through all the stages of the primate. Humans weren't animals. We never were. But all those stages of the animal kingdom are stages that the body has experienced, but I won't get into all the details of for now. But one principle is that if there are previous stages of evolution and they were to be reactivated abnormally, then it would make your body, obviously right now, feel very heavy and distorted. So what would you think if the genetic code, the human genetic code, contains every all the information for every stage of the animal kingdom and biology to date, and into the future as well? Because the human genetic code actually contains all the other animal genetics. So what would happen if science experimented with the genetic code? Played around with the genes, switched some on, switched some off, unpredictable results. What could happen is previous stages of the body could reactivate. And some of them are quite horrifying. There were stages when the physical body had a single cyclopean eye. Stages when the body was heavier and denser than it is now. Stages when the bones were softer, much softer than they are, which would be rickets now. So basically, humans could be born with more deformities because of science playing around with the past blueprints. So one of the things to bear in mind is, and this is real, you know, stuff going on right now in front of your eyes, is science is opening up the genetic code of evolution. And this is affecting everyone, whether you think it or not. Your body is opening up to a big gene pool. Because the genetic code isn't something that's lying in a lab somewhere. It's in you right now. And if science switched on a past gene, a past blueprint, it affects everyone in the world at the same time. Think of the genetic code as an energetic field, the human genetic field, as it were. So what we're going to do is imagine in your body there are doorways, portals, or better way as gates. And these gateways, literally like gates, open or close to the past. And every stage of the past is present in your body, and you should have the power of your higher self to keep your body in the present and to close any past blueprints that don't need to be in your present body, keep them in the past. Does that make sense? You keep things where they are. Because one definition of evil, from a spiritual point of view, is that it is energy, which can be good energy, but in the wrong time and wrong space. And that's a very simple but actually very powerful definition of evil. Energy just simply in the wrong place and time. And therefore, demons tend to be beings who actually are confused. They don't know where they belong. And they need to be guided back to where they belong. And pushing demons back into the earth is sometimes what you have to do, which is kind of what we did with the first technique. This time we're pushing demons back into time for those that need to be. There is, for example, time demons. One big one is the beast, Sorat, whose number is 666. And he activates every 666 years. You know, these are real time frequencies. Many of those time codes were also embedded into the Mayan calendar. So right now, from 1998 for about a few hundred years, there's been timed a huge amount of dark forces activating so that it timed with the second coming of Christ consciousness as well. So that's a bit of background. What we'll do then is in the meditation, imagine your whole body, those Christmas, what are they called? You know, children get those things and they open up little stickers and they get...
Advent calendar.
You know, and imagine your physical body is basically one big advent calendar, and you just open and close, and inside are blueprints. Well, inside are blueprints, and you're going to make sure you keep the right flaps closed. You just create that intention. Okay. So visualize again your column of light. Now imagine your physical body is made of white light. And not just white light on the surface, but white light inside. Every part of it is like a pulsing light, points of light. Just as light can hold knowledge, information, blueprints, such as fiber optics, etc., imagine your physical body as light holds a vast amount of information. As energy sequences. And imagine your soul, your spirit, has been writing your physical body, developing and creating your physical body over many, many lives, over the whole history of the planet. Imagine stretching behind you are all the other bodies you have experienced, or blueprints. You can imagine that as a long river of white light stretching behind you. And ask that all obsolete blueprints from the past stages of evolution remain collapsed in the past. Just have those words in your mind. All past stages remain collapsed in the past. That you can close all doors to evil from entering your body. Furthermore, imagine your higher self above you again. Is able to project new blueprints, new light down into your body now, of the future stages of your body. Ask to receive these future stages. Therefore, to stay in the present, imagine you are given knowledge, complete, total knowledge of everything inside your body, as if you know all its anatomy and physiology. You know it spiritually. Therefore, in charge of everything in your body. Hold that intention that you are the master, the self of your body. And then back into your heart, come back. With your certain forces in relation to the animal kingdom. Now, has anyone here got pets? You have pets. Now, do pets, when they die, when an animal dies, who is either a tamed animal or a pet, you know, where does it go? It goes into the spiritual world, but does it have an independent journey like a soul? Can it reincarnate in the same way as a human?
You say animals have a joint soul.
They have they do. So, shall I explain that? A lot of you probably won't know. So basically, animals do not have an individual soul like a human does. That's a big difference. It's so big that really we're not animals. They're different kingdoms of nature altogether. For scientists to say that we are simply highly developed thinking animals is a nonsense. It's just complete fiction. But an animal can't just simply get a human soul. You know, it's not like a job interview, you know, where you can't buy one. It had to be given a human soul for an animal to have been transferred into the human kingdom at an earlier stage of life on Earth. And so when the available human souls did incarnate into ape-like bodies, those ape-like beings stopped being animals and entered the human kingdom from then on. Anyway, the point is, why does a pet, therefore, behave with certain human-like characteristics? The more you know, some pets seem to mimic the human behaviour and so on. Why is that?
Do they connect to the emotion?
Yes, animals are, they connect to the emotional life of humans. Animals really are there. One of the reasons for pets is to heal the emotional energy of the owner. Any emotional needs, that's what the animal responds to. Fear, joy, sadness, grief, abandonment, unrequited love, you know, hope, dreams, aspirations. Any emotion, the animal is simply feeling and living in the emotional space of the owner, and it merges with that emotion energy. Now, there's something else, though, and that is called a salamander. And a salamander is a fire spirit. And there are certain special spirits. They are not humans. They're not animals. They're what are called elemental forces. And they live in nature, and they like to live inside pets. And when they enter a pet, the salamander can make that pet behave almost like a human. I.e. to start having, no, like Lassie, you know, Red Rum, you know, all these kind of humanized animals that we have in culture or that you may have come across. They have a strong salamander, and the salamander forms a bridge of consciousness between the human and the animal. Otherwise, the animal doesn't know how to respond to the human enough. So they're like a go-between. Now, what, how is this relevant for our meditation? Well, when a human, as many are out there, if they haven't cleared all the animal nature within them over the past evolution, then bits of their emotional life is still animal-like. And animal emotions in your emotional body are things like fear, hate, prejudice, anger, violence, aggression, rage, you know, lust, you know, all these kind of things, competitiveness. Now, that's not because animals are like that, inherently, but that's because these are retarded emotions, and they were released out of the human as he or she evolves, and then were absorbed by the animal kingdom. The animal kingdom was there to help purify our emotional bodies. So humans who haven't purified and transformed and evolved their emotions enough, they effectively still have a bit of animal inside them that they haven't released. Because the true human doesn't have any of those emotions. To be human means naturally to be peaceful, joyful, serene, balanced, empathic, moral, you know. All these higher qualities take no effort whatsoever because they're you, who you really are, your human soul. So what we're going to do in this meditation is ask to release any obsolete old emotions that are animal emotions out of you, transfer them into a salamander, might be needed, and then send them into the animal kingdom. And the animal kingdom will absorb those emotions out of you. And those animals might be animals you have no idea where they are, they're out there somewhere, group souls, or they might be your pet. If you go back home and your pet behaves differently to when you left this evening. So, any questions? These are all very advanced concepts, but any questions? Someone should ask me a question, because I have absolutely no doubt if you're just staring at me, you know, with no understanding whatsoever.
I have one.
Yeah.
You know, in shamanism, they talk about power animals.
Yeah, yeah.
So how does that relate to what you're saying?
Yeah, good question. I mean, in that sense, a human would find it difficult to travel in the astral plane just as a human. Animals are there to help you travel in the astral plane because in the astral plane, emotions are strong. Emotions are a way of flying through the astral space, through forces of attraction and repulsion. So those power animals are simply helping your astral body. Because your astral body, without animal help, would naturally want to fly up higher beyond the astral plane and reach for the planets and stars. So the animal, power animals, help your astral body stay closer to the Earth. Does that make sense?
Why would the astral plane have lots of emotions if the human Petal Talk, Soul, Plot. Does not have those.
Well, we need to clot ourselves. The human soul needs to have vehicles or bodies or sheaths. And those bodies are the astral body, the etheric body, and the physical body. If you didn't have an astral body, then you would not feel anything. You would not have sensations. You would not have desires. You'd feel like a robot, basically. So you have to have an astral body. But that's the whole point of evolution. You start off with a coarse, dense astral body, and you learn to purify it.
So eventually you'll
work in astral. No, eventually you will, but though the astral body will be built of higher astral plane substance. And in the higher astral plane live angels. Angels are also, they live in the astral plane. And that then you kind of stop needing animals so much and you get helped by angels. And then actually you become an angel. The human soul merges with its angelic nature. Then your astral body takes on angel powers, and angel powers are very powerful. You know, they're psychic powers and regeneration powers and the powers of prophecy and clairvoyance and all the best psychic powers you can imagine. So you want to keep your astral body, but you want to elevate and transform it. So this will all help in the long term. Okay, so visualize again your column of light. But again, as we're focusing on the physical body as well, imagine that there are emotions in your physical body now and stored emotions from the past, from your life. Maybe you have felt fear or anger or rage or hate or depression or any other negative emotion. Of course, you have felt positive emotions, and you do. But you can focus this meditation on any area of your body where you feel there are particularly strongly held negative emotions. You're not sure where, focus somewhere around your belly. And then imagine coming towards you from the spiritual etheric realm, from the world of nature at a hidden level, are these fire spirits. They may appear like fireflies, particles of fire flying towards you. And these are the salamanders. Invite the salamanders to take any of your negative emotions out of you now so that they can transfer it to the animal kingdom. Let go of any negative emotions to the salamanders. Exactly like handing something over. Imagine coming close as well are the animals, group souls or souls of animals. are ready to heal and take away your negative emotions and show you how instead to be at peace. Imagine you're surrounded by positive emotional energy from the animals, such as courage, security, harmony. In fact, also imagine wings are opening up in your back and shoulders, your angel wings. Also becoming aware of how important your emotional state is, how sensitive the world is to the emotions you project into it, and therefore how positive the ideal should be. Turning back into your heart again, come back. It's from the stars. Imagining that, really, because you might think, oh, this is the body is a skin, a boundary, and to get inside the body, you have to cut through the skin. That's not true at all. Vibrations from the spiritual world can enter any part of your body. It's like psychic surgery, yeah. Spiritual surgery, as it were. You can rewrite bits inside you. And you can imagine that this goes on in the embryo all the time when you're an embryo, but the blueprints that directly define the physical tissues don't come from just this world. They come also from the planets and the stars. Your body is also made from the stars. And even the astronomers say that. Because we're all originally the breakdown products of stars that exploded, supernovas. So, but now what we'll do is we'll imagine writing from the stars, you know, writing in white light, in blueprints, streaming down, entering your body, and going into the different tissues and organs. And different stars will go to different organs. You don't need to know any of the astronomy. You just intend that different stars can go wherever they need to. So inside your body and outside on the surface is really a geographical map of the constellations and the stars. You are therefore reintegrated back, you know, so, you know, you're basically like a puppet with strings. These strings are coming from the stars, helping you move your body in alignment with the cosmos again. As in heaven and earth are back in alignment. I spirit, soul and body back as one. So that's what we'll focus on with this one. And then I'll see if we might go straight to the next one, but I'll tell you the last one anyway. And that is, we finally collapse the illusion that you have a body separate from your soul. And because we talk about different bodies, physical body, etheric body, astral body, mental body, spiritual body, and your soul, your sense of self inhabits all these different parts of you. But really, that's all an artificial separation. It's like Meccano. You have to separate things and understand how they work and then put it back together again. So ultimately, we have to collapse the idea and say that you have only one body. That one body is your mind and body and emotions, all one body. There's no separation anymore. And all kinds of things happen with that. Okay. So, again, visualize your column of light. And this time, imagine through your crown chakra, there's a wide open portal, gap, through which stars can project blueprints, codes down to you and into the inside of your body. Ask to and visualize stars and their blueprints beaming into every part of your body, into the organs and tissues, and wrapping your organs and tissues with star codes. If you're not sure what to imagine, visualize white light from the stars entering your body. Now at the same time, ask to collapse the illusion of heaven and earth being separate, of the separation of your bodies. Invoke and imagine that you have only one body, that is your soul body. You are the soul bound to the flesh, as one being. Therefore, imagine a new part of you has woken up in your heart and your body, and that is you as the soul. And the soul is more in charge of its destiny than the lower self was before. as you come back, just to kind of ground you, you can either yourself or you can work with a colleague, a partner next to you, and just press on your hara points. And that basically is just behind and back and front, about an inch below the belly button level. And that, imagine that's your hara, and imagine your soul just anchors there, roots there.